Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Post.
And Sister Amen.
We are back once again. We finished our travel day. We arrived safe at our destination. We hope you're all doing well. We wanted to bring our audio today. We have some, I think, some interesting things to talk about, mostly some good scriptures. What did we do today, Sister Amen? We traveled and we hit some Denton Bents. We've been hitting a lot of Denton Bent food stores because we're stocking up for the wintertime, because once we get to our main preaching grounds for rest of the winter, there's not a lot of Denton Bents down there. So there isn't hardly any, I don't think. So we get all stocked up and it saves us a ton of money. So
yeah, especially since we're driving right by them.
Yeah. And we get all kinds of neat things there. Like today, Sister Amen got me turkey bacon. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't get stuff like that very often. It was cheap, 99 cents.
Yeah, guess what?
What?
Witnessing everywhere.
Yeah, witnessing went on. So
really good one today.
Yep.
Sister and I.
We're stopping at everyone that we can. We're stocking up. So is our brother and sister that are with us. Yeah, tell us about the lady that you met and who you witnessed to, or how you witnessed.
Well, Sister was talking to her, and when I came down the aisle, I stood and listened for a little bit, and then at one point, I kind of joined in and took it a little bit further, gave her a lot of
truth. You guys have an audio, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have to get that up either tonight or tomorrow. But yeah, she seemed really interested. She said, you know, she said something about it gave her a lot to think about. She said that makes sense. You know, when I was giving her, we went from A to Z with this woman. On all the information we could give her about man-made religion, the churches are lying, the biblical
gospel. Her and her husband aren't churchgoers, right?
No, they're dabbling a little bit just because of a neighbor inviting them and stuff. But yeah, she said, I always figured you could just read your Bible at home. And I was like, yeah, and of course I took her deeper than that. But yeah, so you know what? It was like well-received, no pushback on anything that I can remember. And she just kept saying, nodding her head, saying, that makes sense.
Yeah, she seemed like a listener. Hopefully she'll be a hearer, but she seemed like a listener.
Yeah, I hope so. And then, yeah, you gave her, Sister gave her one of their gospel cards, you gave her one of ours, and then she was
able
to meet us all.
I invited her husband to reach out to me, and we call her a listener because she heard the word of God. Now, a hearer will actually start doing and seeking it, so hopefully she becomes that.
Yeah, I hope so. So that was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. Everywhere we go, we try to hand out the gospel. We're always looking for God to open the doors, and he'd been doing that quite a bit. What else on your mind today, Sister Amen?
Well, I was just thinking, I was reading this, Hebrews 11:8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went.
Yeah, he had to obey by faith.
Yep. And my point was, he didn't know, it says not knowing whither he went. It means not knowing where he was going.
Right. Yeah,
and
for years.
We kind of do that ourselves.
For years, he followed God and believed the promise before anything actually happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so us out in van life here, we just keep going.
Right.
We kind of know where we're going, but we're not necessarily sure where
God
wants
by faith.
Us to go. We just go.
Yeah.
And so we don't even know where we're going.
No,
we just go
not
and
directly,
the Lord leads.
Yeah.
And yeah.
We have a general direction, and
but
we just kind of let the Lord set things up for us. Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, that's awesome. I had a thought. This isn't a good thought. I've been thinking about false brethren of late. We kind of had a situation. I'm not going into it now. But I was kind of thinking about it, and when we did the Lord's Supper the other night, you can hear it, I talked about the difference between God's faithfulness and how man will let you down, and I'll say more on that probably in the future, I don't know when, but we do have to be aware, those that follow Christ, that those that are false brethren can creep in. Galatians 2:4, and that because of the false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately, to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. So my thoughts are on false brethren somewhat. And again, I'll probably have some comments on that in the future, but it's something to be mindful of. People are not always what you think they are.
Exactly.
There are Judases out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be mindful of that. So yeah.
Right. God will sort it all out in
Amen.
The end.
Amen. We keep our eyes on Christ and we keep going.
Right.
What else, Sister Amen?
Well, as you were just saying, that keeping our eyes on Christ and keeping and going, We just focus on what's in front of us each day, and one day at a time, keep pressing through. I like that. Talking about false brethren, how about a false teacher that we've exposed did a video on his anxiety attacks?
Anxiety attack. Yeah, this is interesting. I'm not even going to mention his name.
Uh-uh.
False teacher. He's an Anabaptist type. He basically sells his wife and his children and music to make a living. Watered down, unbiblical gospel. He just did a video, and he looks very old and very troubled.
Yes.
And he confessed that he has anxiety attacks, depression and anxiety attacks. Yet he's ready. He's making music about God that uplifts people. You know, talk about how fake music is.
Uh-huh.
So a guy that wrestles with depression is making music to lift people's spirits. What's wrong with that picture? It's all computer synthesized,
yep,
and mixed and all this.
It tells you who's the father
of it all. It's fake. I call him a music whore because
yeah,
he's selling the things of God, and he's a big fake. And I'm sorry he has anxiety. I love him as a person. Basically, he's an enemy of the gospel. I love him, but I hope he repents. But yeah, I started pondering that. How can a man who's acting like a leader or a teacher, an influencer, how can he live and be struggling with anxiety and not overcome that in Christ?
How about this? Philippians 4:6. Be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Yeah, this guy talked about how he lays in bed at night and all of a sudden just his panic and his anxiety comes racing. I'm like, how's he looking at the Lord when that's happening? And I get it. Everybody can go through a dark time or everybody can have some issues. This guy, it's been a regular pattern in his life, he said, since he was a teenager and he did drugs. He said drugs messed up his mind. I don't know if that's possible to mess up your mind for anxiety, but he's been having these, and he's like almost 40 now. I just don't understand how somebody who can be in ministry can have that proclivity. That doesn't sound right to me.
That's kind of confusion.
He hasn't overcome.
Confusion's not of God. Yeah.
He hasn't overcome.
Been an overcomer.
God's not going to have him keep that anxiety, depression,
no,
fear. Oh, at one point, it got so bad, he went in the hospital. He thought he was having a heart attack. His heart was pounding. His arm was pulsing.
Yeah.
This is not of God.
No, because we can overcome all things through Christ,
yeah,
if we're his. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I thought about that. I have to add that to his testing. That's another mark against him.
Yeah.
And I hope he comes to full repentance. I don't believe this guy's even born again. He's got a really weak gospel. He talks about King Jesus a lot, but he doesn't follow the biblical gospel. He doesn't call people out of the world. He's ecumenical. They are very, very, very corrupt in many ways. So
we've actually stood outside his,
yeah,
church. You've emailed with him, and he just pretty,
yeah,
much,
yeah, we stood outside his church,
up,
and him and his wife drove right by us and went in their building, and only one guy came out and yelled at me and defended musical instruments. That's,
yeah,
their hill to die on. They love musical instruments.
Well,
so this guy's a big fake because he loves to play music, like I said, to lift people up in the Lord, yet he's struggling with anxiety. That's so hypocritical.
That should cause some big red alarms.
Yeah, what he should do is lay down his ministry till he overcomes that.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something wrong there.
Yeah, there's a lot wrong,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, glad you brought that up. Thank you.
Yeah.
What else?
I was also looking through this. I was thinking about the word fearful. Mark 4:40. I was going to read a couple verses. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? And how is it that ye have no faith? Matthew 8:26. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And I was looking into fearful. It means faithless.
Yeah.
So why are ye of little faith? You know, no wonder they were, yeah, getting rebuked.
Yeah, I remember when I did the verse by verse through the book of Matthew, one thing that stuck out at me was two things, really. Jesus and his harsh words, and then he always praised people of great faith, and he always rebuked people of little faith.
Yeah. Yeah, so the fearful, it is fearful, and it's also faithless, because if you don't have enough faith in God, you're going to be fearful.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and I was going to read Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
That fearful means timid. Revelation 21:8. timid.
Oh, I got the wrong one in there then, because no. I was going after the faithless one. That would be about the same
thing. Well, here, let's look it up. Let's look it up. I believe it's timid also, but let's look it up. We'll do this live right here.
Hey, yeah, let's do that. I like that.
Revelation 21:8. And let's see, it says, and the fearful, if we look up that word, it means, yes, it also, it means faithless.
Oh, yep, it's the same one. Yeah,
timid, timid and faithless. So basically, timid and faithless means if you're faithless, you're going to be timid, you're going to be weak, you're not going to have power.
Right, so all these three verses, I used the same
word.
I just didn't say the word timid, I said
Yeah,
faithless.
The same word is delos.
Yep.
Delos in the Greek.
Okay, good, you had me for a minute. No. I was like, oh no, did I do something
wrong? Yeah, timid and faithless, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah, we don't want to be that.
No, amen.
We want to be those of great faith.
Proverbs says the righteous will be bold as a lion. Lions aren't timid and fearful. They're bold.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. What else is drama? We got a bunch of verses on a topic tonight. Every once in a while, we're going to choose a topic.
Uh-huh.
So either a topic or a theme. And what's our topic tonight?
Bread.
Ooh, I like bread. I like the living bread.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, let's read a bunch of verses about bread. I think this will really edify you. Did you have any other points before we go into this?
No, I think that was just, yeah, okay. Just some random
Let's go back and forth. Go ahead. You go first on bread.
Okay, well, my first one's going to be of manna, but it is bread.
That's bread.
Yeah. Exodus 16:31. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey.
That sounds good.
It does.
Yeah, you always think about bread coming from heaven, just be like, I don't know, just like some white bread or something, but coriander and wafers made with honey. That sounds really good.
I know it does.
Yeah. Let's see, John 6:49-51. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, speaking of manna, and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from the heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. I love that.
Oh, yeah, I do too. You did John 6, right?
Yep.
I got John 6:31.
Nope.
Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, it's awesome to think about that, the physical bread and then the spiritual bread.
Yeah, the Father provided.
Oh, I know, it's awesome.
Matthew 4:3-4. And when the tempter came to him and he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Good words from our master.
Yeah, it is.
Your turn.
Psalm 78:23-25. Though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven, I like that, and he rained down manna upon them to eat, and he had given them of the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full.
I like that. He rained it down. It makes me think of the judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah also rained down. So God can rain down blessings, and he can also rain down judgment.
Yeah, exactly.
Matthew 7:9-11. Or what man there is of you, whom if his son asks, will give him a stone? I'm sorry. What man is there among you, who if son asks bread, will give him a stone? Or if he will ask a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Yeah, I like that. The Father gives good things.
Yeah, that comes in with that faith and that trust.
Amen.
We don't want to be faithless. We can trust in him to give us what we need.
Amen. I got one more verse, but it's your turn.
I have two.
Okay.
It was hard to just stop, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know there's a lot of them.
1 Corinthians 11:28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
Yeah, we got to make sure if we take the Lord's Supper that we examine ourselves, that we're not willfully rebellious or in willful sin before the Lord, because that can cost us our life, cost us our soul, Paul warned about.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew 26:26. As they were eating, Jesus took the bread and blessed it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body. There's our new covenant. There's our new testament that was given. Pretty important bread right there.
Amen.
And I think you have one more.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I was going to do 1 Corinthians 10:17, but I want to read 16 also. I just went to find it. The cup of blessing which we bless is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread.
Yeah, one bread, one body. Yeah, people always ask us, what body are you with? We always ask them, how many are there? And they go, there's one. We're with that one.
I know. I always like to walk people through the one God, one Savior, one truth.
Yeah.
One word.
Amen.
One body.
Yeah.
And what?
Man
we all
makes
speak
it,
the same thing, which yeah, is one thing.
Man makes it many, 40,000, but there's only one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good question to put into people's minds.
Oh, yeah.
So they can think about that.
Yeah, and then I always ask people, hey, all your man-made religion, who made them? And people look at me and they go,
mm-hmm.
Man. And I go, God didn't make them. And they're like, I guess that's right. Why are you following something man-made? Shouldn't we be following what God made? Makes them think. Hopefully they'll think and go even deeper.
Yeah, you know, those are really simple concepts to think about that could be easily seen, but if you don't have spiritual eyes, you might not
deception is so strong.
Yeah.
We see people all the time, they say, I got it. And when we tell them, what do you have? And they give us a wrong answer that the Bible doesn't teach. They don't care because their pastor, all of their history has told them, their denomination is telling them, you're just fine. And they're not testing to the word of God. So they're in grave, grave danger. And we're there to try to wake them up just so they can test themselves. Otherwise, they're going to lose their soul in false religion.
Yeah, that woman today, she said, I believe she said it this way, that they're teaching things that are not in the Bible.
Oh, absolutely. They're teaching things that are not in the Bible, and then they're adding things, you know,
yeah,
they're taking away and they're adding.
Yep, I went over that Deuteronomy and Revelation with her, and she's like nodding her head like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she got a lot of things to think about.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, praise God, yeah.
Well, it looks like we are in the town we're going to be in for the next 3 days because tomorrow we got a good day, and I think we're going to go out and do some ministry and fly gospel signs tomorrow
in
a busy town.
Uh-huh.
And then it looks like Saturday and Sunday we won't be preaching anywhere. It looks like some nasty, rainy weather's going to come in, so we'll have a lot of time, probably marketplace witnessing, and just working online. We have lots of things to do to get done online.
Yeah.
And speaking to that, hold your thought. We just added a testing on that. There's a new movie out called The Shift. We didn't watch it, but all we needed to do was see just what it's about and see what entails and check that out. Sister's going to have it linked at the top. It's a worldly sci-fi movie full of hypocrites. It doesn't have the biblical gospel. It's supposedly telling the modern-day story of Job, but it's a science fiction thriller.
Entertainment.
It's foolishness and entertainment. So check out the testing on The Shift. And we also put up a testing on the Mormon faith. Linked it to a lot of other articles. So both of those will be at the top of the edification page today.
Right.
Yeah. What was your thought?
I was just thinking about the rain that's supposed to be coming.
Yep.
It's kind of common when we come through this town.
Yeah.
It has been a few times.
Usually because we come through like in late fall or in spring.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But this time it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Awesome day for flying signs tomorrow, Lord willing, handing out the gospel. Well, tonight we went on a witness walk.
Yeah.
And there was an old man walking down the sidewalk toward us, and I asked him if he wanted a gospel card, and he took it, and it was so loud out there.
He looked kind of bewildered.
Yeah, he did. He was smiling and nodding and saying something,
yeah.
But neither of us could hear what he said because it was kind of loud.
I don't know if
he
was homeless or what. I don't know if he
he
looked kind of out of place. Maybe he might have been drunk. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he took the card, he smiled,
and
he walked away.
Yeah, he was smiling and nodding. It was like, it was nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we like going on witnessing walks sometimes.
Oh, I love it, yeah.
Yeah, a shopping cart guy got the gospel, and some other people in the stores got the gospel, so.
Yep.
Everybody's got a chance at eternal life.
Yeah, and I just want to say, here, sisters, here's an idea for you. So when you're going on a witness walk, if you want to walk in and out of stores but you don't want to buy anything, you can do what I did today. We went through a Dent and Bent, and because we're pretty well stocked, we're very choosy about what we wanted, and we didn't find anything there. As we're leaving, the checkout lady kind of saw us leaving, and I stopped, and I said, I just want to thank you. You do a really, really good job on the stores. I said, we've been hitting some of these stores on our way through. I said, so we're really lean. We don't need anything, but thank you and I gave her a gospel card and said, you do a good job. Because I didn't want her thinking we're like disappointed in her store or something. Right. She just smiled and she said, I understand.
Yeah, you could always ask for the manager. And when the manager comes out, a lot of times they're used to getting complaints. Uh-huh. You can ask for the manager and say, I just want to thank you. Your workers do a really good job. Thank you. We love to come through the area and always stop in and check. And they'll be like, oh, thank you very much. And then boom, give them a gospel.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. How about your last scripture verse today, Sister Amin?
How about this? 1 Corinthians 16:22. This is like a warning. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha.
Yeah, basically that's like a cursed.
We don't want that.
That's not good. That falls in line with that false brethren.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
We want to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
Yeah. I have one area of scripture last I want to share. This one is for all the people that tell us that we meet in the streets, that we witness to, that are churchianity people. Oh, we're all a bunch of sinners. We're all going to keep sinning. We don't have to stop sinning. Jesus made our way. We don't have to worry about nothing. Really? Excuse me. 1 John 3:3-7. And every man that has this hope in him, purify himself even as he is pure. So if you have the hope of Christ, you're supposed to be purifying yourself. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Ready? Verse 6. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Mm-hmm. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Look at that. So much for your big sinners. You just keep sinning. The Bible says if you're of Christ, you don't want to sin. You won't keep sinning. You'll turn to righteousness and flee all unrighteousness.
Amen.
That's our war against man-made religion. We love the people. We hate the system, and we're always warring against it because it's going to damn people's souls.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Anything else, Sister Amin?
I'm thankful to be a godly, holy woman, thankful for a godly husband, thankful for godly saints that we know, thankful for those who live to proclaim the gospel, the life-saving gospel, and lifting up and glorifying our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, I'm thankful to have a wife that's thankful. And you know what else I'm thankful for? A young couple that's traveling with us and seeing their zeal to go out and preach the gospel. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
It is awesome to see the faithfulness of every opportunity.
Yeah, they love
every
to preach
minute.
The gospel.
Yep.
It's in them and it's pouring out of them, and they love to share it. So that's a really good sign that you're born of God.
Oh, yeah.
You want to share the gospel with other people.
You can't not.
Yeah.
You just can't not share it if you're born again.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. So, yeah, we're blessed. We get to do that, and we're looking forward to this weekend, and if the Lord gives it to us, and everything else to come.
Right.
And so we just encourage you. God is faithful, and he will draw near if you draw near to him.
Oh,
and so we would encourage you to examine your life, see areas where you are not, if you're claiming to be a believer, where you're not obedient and faithful, whether it's on how you're living, how you spend your money, your associations, how you dress, how you talk, how you spend your time. You need to really root this out. Go read the Bible, the New Testament, and see that everyone in there that followed Christ fled. They flee unrighteousness and walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. If you live in the flesh and you live in any willful sin, you are under the wrath of God, and we want to warn you about that.
Right. I'm glad you said that, because, you know, there's probably a lot of people, maybe you're listening right now, that think, well, I'm not where I should be.
Right.
And there's a warning for you. If you're not where you should be,
what are you
doing? You're not going to be where you want to be.
What are you going to do about it? Yeah, we hear that a lot, too, real quick. We hear people say, well, we're not where you guys are. And then we ask them, well, how long have you been a believer? Oh, 20 years. It's like 20 years you're living where you shouldn't be? That means you're in sin.
They don't want
it. So, yeah, we encourage people to get going. Today's the day of salvation. Don't wait. Willful sin will not be cleansed.
Mm-mm.
And so,
it's serious.
Yeah, take this serious. See what Christ did for you, and then pour out your life. God wants you to empty your entire vessel before him, not just the top 1 inch, and then fill it up with living water, supposedly, as the rest is full of worldliness and sin. No, God says empty it out. Jesus told the Pharisees, cleanse the inside of the cup, the outside will take care of itself.
Right.
So, and that happened in our life when were born again, the inside was cleansed, and then we wanted everything to be made right on the outside. You don't do it the other way around.
Oh, I know.
But a lot of people fake that.
They do.
That's how false brethren come along.
We see that more and more, yeah, don't we?
We do. We see it where they put on an outside facade. They say they're doing this. They say they believe this. But you know what? There's a Bible verse that talks about judge nothing before it's time. And sometimes you can't judge a person rightly until time goes by. And then once the time goes by, you see what they're made of. And then you go, yeah, we saw signs, but we had to let it play out. They are who they are. They are who we thought they are, and it ends up being that way. As sad as it is, they end up exposing themselves.
The word of God will do what it does.
Yeah, amen. So we keep our eyes on Christ, we keep our eyes on the true brethren, and we keep preaching the gospel everywhere we go.
Amen. Yeah. Glory to God.
All right, we're out of here, Sister Amen.
All right.
Last word.
May God be praised.
Good job. I love that.
Yeah, me too.